Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Raheel, along with Dell, for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. He's working his way into the... Were you not able to go down and get him? Is he here yet?
He didn't text me to say he was here.
Oh, he didn't? Oh, well, he's on his way. I mean, if you're going to take Lance's place, you might as well, right? Might as well. Oh, damn it. He forgot his shoes. Raheel probably forgot his shoes. That's probably what happened. You know what I learned this weekend, Dale? Jacob Mizorowski is a beast. He's like that little league pitcher that's just bigger than everybody. And when you throw harder than everybody, you don't, that's all he had to do. He's got a 90, he's got a 99 mile an hour slider. You know, it's that, you don't even need that. You don't even need it. I mean, I think he was like 40 pitches in before he threw something other than a fast. You just keep running that by. Yordan, 103, 103, 102, bye. Best hitter in the world, Yordan. And you can't catch up to that. This guy is, it's ridiculous that the first extra base hit off of him since April 19th when Paredes hit that double. The first extra base hit since April 19th. Gave up one run in the month of May. And it's questionable whether or not he wins pitcher of the month. I guess it's not questionable. He's going to beat out Sanchez for that. It is just ridiculous. But it's like, I mean, this is no different than ever. When you're in little league and you got a kid that throws harder than everybody, nobody can catch up to him. When you got Randy Johnson, this is what happens. For those of you that are younger, you don't know, you never saw Randy Johnson pitch. Randy Johnson was just like this. Just threw harder than everybody, and nobody had any chance against him. J.R. Richard just rears back and just crushed everybody. I mean, it's just Nolan Ryan, 5,714 strikeouts. He just, you know, you just can't catch up to that heat. It's the guy who throws the fastest and the hardest. Is just, that'll never change in baseball. Never change. Now it's 100. Now you throw 50 times. You throw 150 times, though. Back in the day, they didn't do that. I mean, this is a progression in the league that, and maybe it'll be the guy who throws, in 10 years, it'll be a guy who throws 110, 50 times. But right now, it's Jacob Mizorowski. Holy crap, is that guy good? You should have won this series. I mean, can you just not give it up late in the game? Holy crap. That was just, they had the game. They had the game, and then they got Brian Abreu'd, and then they got Santa'd, and it was mostly Brian Abreu. I mean, they played pretty well. They played pretty good ball. Eric Geddy looked awesome. Kaiway Teng looked good. Imai looked good. Imai gave up two runs. He gave up the two-run homer, and that was it. The Milwaukee's a pretty good baseball team now. That's a pretty good baseball team. They've been good for a few years now. And you add, you know, an unhittable Mizorowski. He was there last year, but he wasn't unlike this. Holy crap. This is a good baseball team. This is a team that actually, they swept the Dodgers last year in the regular season. And then they got their ass handed to them in the postseason. They just beat the Dodgers just beat Milwaukee in a series, but they didn't face Mizorowski. So, I mean, this dude is just different, man. He is just something. And they're going to be Milwaukee's got a shot. Milwaukee's got a shot against that team. Love to see it. You know what? I'll be happy if Milwaukee gets there. Go ahead, win it all, Milwaukee, because you don't win anything. I mean, yeah, you got the Bucks how many years ago? But it's one of the worst places in the world to live because of, you know, Milwaukee. So for them to be able to have a baseball team that they can be proud of, good on them. Good on them. They can actually celebrate in the summer. That's nice. The Packers used to play when I worked in Green Bay. Packers still played in Milwaukee every year, and they played one game a year in Milwaukee. They stopped doing that, but it was just a dump. Just a dump. And County Stadium was just the worst. Both teams had to be on the same sideline because I don't know why. I don't know why they had to do that, but it was just awful. It was an awful, awful place to watch a game, any kind of game. But, you know, good on the Brewers. That was a good series because you had really good game one. Astros kicked their ass. And then you knew once they hit the two-run homer off your mind, the game was over. Might as well just go home. Fourth inning. Everybody go home. Because you're not doing anything against Mazeroski. That dude is fun to watch, though.
What's up, John?
Hi, Raheel. I see you.
My bad.
You forgot your shoes?
No, I got caught up in this chimney rock accident on the exit. It was not good. I didn't get in the
accident. Take another exit. What's wrong with you?
No, it was too late. I know. Anyways, it's I'm here.
You're here.
I'm here.
That's all that counts.
Yeah, that's all that
matters.
No
one wanted to hear from you in the beginning anyway.
Yeah. Nobody was here for Astros talk from me.
So tell me about... So I wasn't here. Lance and I both were not here. Well, tell me about the Raheel and Dell takeover.
Oh, my gosh. It was the best Friday in a while. It was a freaky Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
You missed out. We had a
freakier
guy.
Freakier Friday.
No, it was freaky Friday.
Wow. Yeah, we got your freak on?
Oh, we did get our freak on. We got our freak on a lot in that show.
Oh, that's...
We had a guy call in, and it was probably the call of the year.
No.
Yeah.
We had the call of the year while we weren't here?
Yep. You know why? Because we actually took the call on time. We had the shortest wait times in effect. And
that's this show.
No.
That's me and Lance. shortest wait times in the business.
Your wait times are like, yeah, we'll get to you at some point. I don't know. Which is fine. I'm totally cool with it. But yeah, this guy called in and said that, what was worse? Who should be more mad that his girlfriend caught him sending texts to other women or that his girlfriend's brother tried to shoot him or did shoot him?
Tried to what?
Shoot him.
Tried to shoot him?
Yep.
Wait a minute. So wait, for the texts?
Yeah, like which one? Who would you be?
Wait, so the brother was going to shoot him?
No.
He did shoot him.
He asked us a question, called in and said, who should be madder? My girl for me texting other women or me for her brother trying to kill me? Or initially he said, try to shoot me. Then we found out he actually got grazed. We found out the brother eventually died when he participated in an armed robbery.
Yeah, the following week.
Yes, the following week. We also found out that he no longer texts other women because this happened in the past. It was like peeling an onion. We kept finding out more information from a guy who said his name was Ted, but we don't believe his name was Ted.
No. It was unreal. So he didn't try to kill him because of the text?
No, he's just a bad person. He just tried to kill him.
That's something you just can't come back from, trying to kill somebody. You can come back from, I texted her. Well, nothing happened. That's okay. But your brother tried to kill me.
But he didn't, though.
But he was grazed.
He did graze him, though.
We do this all the time. This whole like, he could have killed him, but did he?
But
no.
He attempted to kill him.
He attempted to kill him. That's the same thing with Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph. Man, you could have killed him.
It's a little different.
Could have killed him with that help. No. Remember that right after?
They did. That was
everyone
a lot of the
was like, he could have killed him if he hit him with his helmet.
People did say that.
But he didn't.
He didn't. He also... Right. He also accused him of something that was never proven to. So there's a lot going on there for the highest paid defensive player in football. going on from Myles Garrett.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the Spurs made the NBA final.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that whole thing happened.
Oh, yeah, that was something. Yeah.
Gosh.
Are you watching any of the women's softball World Series or the men's?
Dude, I'm locked in.
That feels phony. I've seen some of it. I mean, I'm not locked in, but it's on everywhere, so I'll catch a glimpse here or there.
And if it's not that, then the College World Series is on everywhere. Yeah,
either
or
one.
The regionals.
The regionals are on. We got a lot of collegiate hardball on right now.
Yeah. I mean, I usually like this. I haven't been watching it, but it's been interesting, I guess. Texas Tech is an interesting team. Well,
what happened? They're in headlines everywhere with this.
Jason Williams, his daughter keeps getting hit by pitches. No, don't matter if she's playing Florida or other teams now in the World Series. we had a confrontation between one woman, one player who transferred to a different school, and she said in the handshake line after the game, her former coach said, "I bet you wish you didn't transfer." And then the coach said, "No, I never said that." And then ESPN did a whole breakdown of could she have said it? Did she say it? And then it turns out it looks like there's no way she could have said it.
But when they high fived each other, the camera wasn't on it.
Yeah, I don't
know. But she didn't react until later.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of stuff going on the women's side. Meanwhile, the men are, you know, UCLA got knocked out as a one. Didn't even make
by
it to the
Saint Mary's.
Didn't even make it to the regional final. I don't know what happened in the Aggies USC game last night. I kind of went to bed after that. Like if USC won, then they play again today.
Weren't they up big?
USC was up when I turned it off. Yeah. It was like they're up like 5-1 or something like that, or whatever the score was. I know they
nobody
played
knows.
Today.
It's impossible to get
scores. It's impossible
scores.
To know.
No, I just didn't care enough
no,
to look it up this morning.
It's impossible to know.
I thought you were bringing it up because Texas softball broke up a no-hitter and then ended up beating Nebraska in an rivalry renewed in
so,
the Big 12.
Georgia Tech has a winner-take-all game today against Oklahoma.
Sure.
A&M does have to play USC today.
Yeah. Number 4, Auburn. Number 8, Florida. 12, Texas A&M. And 16, West Virginia face elimination today.
Yeah, Florida got beat by Troy. No one's – I was watching that regional because Miami's in it. They're out of it now. So many home runs. Like, one score was 22-10. Troy, Florida was 16-11 last night. So they'll have to play again. So you got some of these I guess they call them national seeds, have a chance to lose on their home field later today.
Yeah, we saw that. Texas lost to UTSA last year. You remember that? That wasn't good. But Texas won, by the way. So they're going to the
No
Super.
One remembers that.
No, you don't remember? Seriously, that was a huge story.
Impossible to know.
UTSA.
Yeah, losing to UTSA,
that's a pretty big story.
At least in state, it's a pretty big story, baseball-wise, for the satellite school to win.
It didn't make the papers here in L.A.
Well, you don't.
Well, no.
No, of course not. Did UCLA losing to St. Mary's make the papers there in L.A.?
Not really.
Did anything make the papers?
Do you have a paper? No one has, do you have a paper with you?
Nobody has a paper anymore. So. Yeah, that didn't make it. Didn't make it.
Mm.
But UCLA walked off Texas Tech, and then now UCLA and I don't know
which
UCLA
the women's or
it's
the men.
It's impossible to know who's still alive
Texas Tech women eliminated UCLA women in softball. There was an elimination game. UCLA men were eliminated by St. Mary's. So it was a rough weekend for the Bruins.
Yeah, but here's the lead. We buried the lead. Russell Henry was three back.
I don't know
back.
Who that is.
Henley was three back.
You don't even know. You got his name
wrong. Play, and he made four straight birdies to win it.
In what tournament?
Charles Schwab in Fort Worth.
What is? Oh. Why are you saying it with so much emphasis?
Because, oh my God, it's one of the biggest tournaments in the history of golf.
How come you didn't talk about it on Thursday then?
Because I was so
overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
Is that why you missed Friday? Because you were just locked into
Charles Schwab. No, I flew to Fort Worth just to watch it. And then
wow!
I came back.
Wow!
That's commitment to the bit.
Where is Lance? By the way, does anybody know?
I don't know why he's not here today. I don't even know why he wasn't here on Friday.
He's flying back today.
He went to a wedding or something.
No one knows.
Where's he flying back from?
Because
on Friday on Thursday night he went to a concert in town.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He went to the old 98.
And he decided the next day he was going to be unavailable.
Yeah. Why? He went to watch his wife.
Well, see, that's happened Thursday night. Do you think he was so...
Maybe he was so distraught.
Distraught he couldn't come in on Friday?
Yeah.
Then another day?
Then he needed Monday to recover?
Saturday and Sunday wasn't enough to recover.
His wife loves the lead singer from the old 99.
I'm sure that goes on in a lot of relationships where your wife is a fan. Not your wife specifically, but a wife is a fan of
like
someone. But this has been going
like
on for 20,
it's Bon
15
Jovi
years
or
something.
Somebody. It's the old 90s or whatever.
Nicole's a hipster. She goes, I like the old 97 guy. Yeah. Not John Bon Jovi. Everyone likes John Bon Jovi. Right. I'm a Rhett Miller fan.
Right.
How many albums?
And he sings songs to her.
Well, she requests them, and then he sings them.
Yeah, that's. Really
I don't know how many albums the old 97s have out. I
no
can't
one
speak
it's
to
impossible
that.
Impossible to know.
It's not impossible. I just don't care.
It kind of is.
It's more so we don't care.
They sold over 80,000 copies
of their,
in 2001
of their most one of their
Satellite
early albums.
Rides, yeah.
80,000?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not
way back. But that's way back. Maybe maybe they're more popular now. You're saying no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think TikTok has gotten a hold of the old 97s yet to make
them
popular.
Maybe they haven't heard the music that Nicole likes. I'm looking at this band that she, well, not band, this man that she loves in the band so much. As far as albums, they've been putting out albums since 1994. They've got a lot of them out. They've been
She likes an old man.
She's 50. He's 55. They've been putting out age appropriate, I guess. She's been putting out music, or they've been putting out music since 94. So she's locked in with the old 97s.
Yeah, Rhett Miller.
Yeah,
yeah,
with an H.
He's still got hair. That's great. Good,
good looking man.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. As you could see, this is the kind of show it's going to be.
Well, I mean, our co-host didn't get here until 7:05 or whatever This is how it's going to be.
It's a little bit.
We will have What Have You Learned, though.
We will in a half hour. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? We'll have that at 7:45 right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
Yes. 97.5.
Place your next bet at the DraftKings Sportsbook.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 7378-0-3776. Yeah, you mentioned it. The Spurs with a great Game 7. Great Game 7. I mean, they started awesome, and Oklahoma City came back, actually took the lead, and then they went on a run. The Spurs went on a run that was just fantastic. And Oklahoma City couldn't recover at home in a Game 7. Shea was awesome.
He
was fantastic, but not enough to overcome. Wemby was crying like they'd won the championship.
Yeah, it was an emotional series for him. That's a huge accomplishment, getting to the NBA Finals in your third year. You beat the defending champs on the road. We've seen him care. Like, this guy really wants to win, and he was emotional after. I loved it. I know people were memeing him and stuff. I memed him afterwards, but that was awesome to see that, like, these guys care still, and this guy really wants to win. Like, that is part of his DNA. He took it personal that people think that Chet is on his level. By the way, Chet Holmgren, huge game. 4 points, 2 shots.
It was impressive.
Two shots.
He's scared. That's how he takes 2 shots. Boy, he's scared of the guy on the other side.
He was sick on the bench. He needs some sun.
Well, man, always looked like that.
He was sitting on the bench at the end of that game like it was. He looked like he was sick. Maybe he was sick.
They should put a story out that he was sick because that was crazy. 2 shots.
Yeah.
He looked like he just did not belong.
Wemby put a dunk on him early in the game. He was done after that. Forget it. He didn't even jump, actually. He just caught the ball on the move, extended his arms, and dunked on Chet. And Chet was done. Mentally, he was done after that. Chet's gonna become someone people look at as, how do the OKC Thunder improve? Do we have to trade Chet Holmgren? Could we get Giannis for Chet? Could we move up in the draft with Chet? They probably won't do it because that's not what Presti does. But Chet's going to have a long offseason. He's going to have a long one.
I saw him in a Milwaukee jersey.
Yeah, people are looking. Hey, OKC won't let this stand. They got to make a move. Presti doesn't give off the reactionary vibes as the GM. But Chet's going to have to deal with all of this. He's a young 20-something, so he's online. He's going to see it all.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rough summer for Chet.
How about the big thing was, Hartenstein. They put him on Wemby and they're making things physical for him. And then when it mattered, they got Hartenstein. He gets pinned on the backboard by Luke Kornet.
Yeah. That was the play of the game.
Dude, that was it. That would have cut it to 90. I think it was 97-93 if he makes that layup. And there was like 6 minutes left. That would have maybe changed things around. And then he gives a big bucket as well. So it was a 4-point swing. They got Hartenstein.
Yeah, it was. That was a huge play. Huge play,
man.
And they went on. Yeah, that. I mean, the emotion on that bench, and Wemby coming off the floor, and when Luke Kornet came off the floor, everybody just going nuts for him. That was great.
Yeah, Rockets fan, that was the worst outcome. You're like, year three, Wemby gets to the finals, and again, look, hitting on Wemby, that's a generational player, but what they've done around him to put dogs, like, these guys are good. They hit on the coach as well. It looks like, we're going to be in for another decade of Spurs dominance.
And it's not like they've been perfect. They took Josh Primo one year. Remember Josh Primo? And now Vassell's become a good player, but some people look at it and go, hey, you could have had a Halliburton or Maxey in that draft. So it's not like everything has gone to the best possible outcome for the Spurs, but almost. And certainly Wemby plays a part. We know Stephon Castle, Dylan Harper able to draft him because Wemby got, I guess you would call it ill, or he was a blood clot last year where they had to rule him out. So it helped their draft odds, and they wound up being in a position to take Dylan Harper. If Wimby's playing throughout the year, maybe they make the play-in, maybe they make the playoffs, but instead they don't, and Dylan Harper's right there for him. So a lot has gone their way, unfortunately, and now we got to deal with him. Mm-hmm. And it's not like the Thunder going anywhere either.
Yeah, no, listen, they're going to be here. The Rockets are in trouble. I mean, both of those. Listen, I was happy. I can't stand San Antonio, but Oklahoma City is just I can't watch them.
You didn't want to see them.
I can't watch Shea. I can't. It's just terrible.
Okay, I've talked about this before. In that Shea it's annoying the stuff that he does, but it's almost like it's a byproduct of today's NBA. But his shot making, the way he can still score, it's unbelievable how good he is. He's so skilled. So it doesn't, like, the free throw stuff and the foul baiting doesn't take away for me from Shea like it does watching a James Harden, per se. Like, watching James, you're like, oh, I can't watch this. At least Shea is still making some unbelievable shots, his footwork, all that stuff. And again, I get it. I'm more like watching that side. For a fan who doesn't care, like, you're just joining in and you're like, what? This is not fun to watch. I get it. But the Shea stuff hasn't bothered me as much.
It's just every time he falls, it's just his.
Yeah.
He fell over 45 times in the series. I mean, that is just every time he falls down. I mean, I can't stand that. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
But
some of that isn't.
I mean, I was thinking of him watching Arsenal and PSG. I was just like, oh, there's Shea. He fell down.
But yeah, so, some of that stuff on Shea, a lot of these guys are doing this, by the way, is because of that, like, falling down and less impact stuff, which is so – I don't get it. But NBA teams believe in this. A lot of guys do this to, like, protect them, impact protection. But, yeah, it's annoying. I'm with you. Like, it's so hard, but it doesn't take away that. Like, he's still a very good player. And
James. But it was too hard to watch.
Yeah.
James was a really good player, too.
Yeah.
But can't stand it.
How about you brought this up? Your beloved Arsenal, they lost to my beloved PSG.
Yeah. Yep. PKs. Congratulations on your beloved PSG.
Stop. Beloved PSG. Yeah,
lifelong fan since 2018.
Since they went with
2018?
Jordan.
2018?
Since they went with Jordan Brand, he became a PSG fan.
I'm sorry. Fandom starts somewhere.
Okay. It started with an apparel company putting apparel their logo company on a jersey. And PSG wins when Mbappe isn't on the roster. They went all out. They went Neymar, Messi, Mbappe, and they didn't win. They could not get over the hump, and now since he's been gone, Mbappe, they've won a couple. A lot of people were talking about it's safe football or soccer for us in this case because Arsenal was not playing a game that suggested they cared about scoring. I think there are some players on their team who completed 5 passes or less in the game.
Did you see?
I watched the entire thing.
Yeah, I mean, they had 3 shots and only one actually was a shot on goal.
Forget about that. Just the unwillingness to even try to play through PSG.
They
got up early. They scored the goal early. Kai Havertz scored from that almost impossible angle. He scores. And then at that point, they're like,
we're done.
Let's play deep. And you know what? If not one mistake in the box, it would have worked because PSG didn't do anything.
Once you made the mistake in the box,
well, sure.
They're still, There's 25 minutes left. They were still trying to get the penalties.
There's, well, look, PSG was completely frustrated, so I get the point of what they're trying to do, because PSG literally did nothing except have that opportunity, and it led to their goal when Dembele scored. So the strategy worked until it didn't, because now you've got a central defender taking a penalty, a final kick of a game. None of their other offensive players wanted any piece of it, so it fell to one of their stalwarts, one of their best defenders. He missed it, and PSG wins. It wasn't entertaining. A lot of people were upset because it was like, this isn't what a cup final should be like. This is supposed to be the best club competition in the world. You're Arsenal, one of the biggest clubs in the world. You just won the Premier League, and that's the type of offering you give us. It was not a great match to watch. And PSG, people are like, you know what? Screw Arsenal. We don't really care about PSG, but at least they try to play. And so they won.
It was boring.
Arsenal, that's how they wanted it. Yep. And they almost got away with it. But you know what?
But once PSG scored, even on still, penalty they, kick, now you got to start playing, and
still,
they didn't.
They're still too fearful of if we start playing, we're gonna get beaten. They eventually did get beat, but you know what? They got it to a point where it was almost like drawing straws when it comes to penalties, and it just didn't go their way. They're too fearful of what PSG would do in open play, and that's why they played it that way. And eventually it cost them.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. We got this CJ thing we got to talk about on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. So if you've got any thoughts on that.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Well, congratulations to France on the PSG victory and their city burning down.
Man, that was crazy.
But it's just... I mean, for those of you who didn't see the rioting, the looting, and the France, yeah.
Where would you have rather been? In Paris after PSG won, or New York after the Knicks made the finals? Because both were... crazy.
Wait. Well, let's see if the Knicks win at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
You had 12-year-olds telling Trae Young
no,
to...
No, not Trae. Well, maybe at
there
time,
was a Trae Young
time,
one, too.
This time, calling Donovan Mitchell a PAB.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, expected from Knicks fans. 12-year-olds, even, you know, I see a lot of things. That's a little extreme. Like a little 12-year-old blonde kid, and was like, you know what? I said it again. I'll say it again because people like when I call people PAB. So he said it again.
Donovan Mitchell, you're a dude. You're 12. There's another kid who is Trae Young again, still catching bullets from Knicks fans.
Well, they're never going
to
forget.
Told him to do some inappropriate things to his stuff.
Hmm. Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow!
You're like, wait, dude. The best thing to happen in New York is that SciTalk Sports account. Because that's what they do. They just go man on the street after Knicks games, especially playoffs, and they just get fans who are really riled up, and they just put them on the internet. It's one of the greatest content creation moments right now. It's the Knicks run. And if they win the finals, John, I'm thinking about flying out there just to watch this. Because I don't even care about the game. I think the best thing about the NBA Finals is going to be the fans. Win or lose, they're going to be unruly. It's going to be so much fun to watch what comes out of New York.
Well, yeah. Do you really want... Well, you better wear a Knicks jersey if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just going to go neutral. I don't care. Again, I think the Spurs win the NBA Finals, but this feels like a 7-game series.
I hope so after all the waterworks by Wemby.
Oh, come on.
I mean...
Let a man show some emotion. What's wrong with that?
I mean, you didn't win anything yet.
Yeah, but still, it's an accomplishment.
Did. Making the finals is pretty cool.
Yeah, making the finals is pretty cool, but you ain't won it yet. I mean, he's like...
It's an accomplishment. It's an accomplishment to make the finals.
Come on, Daddy.
Well, let's see how he plays. What if he backs it up and just balls out and wins the finals?
He will ball out. Yeah. He will ball out now. It will ball out.
It's going to be hard to stop.
It'll be interesting to see if this layoff is going to hurt the Knicks because their shooting was incredible. Yeah. I think if they, you know, if they could have continued to play with maybe a day or two off, I hope that they're not rusty. I mean, because they're shooting, they can make this a series. They actually can make this a series the way they shoot.
This is a very close series. I don't, do either of these teams give you, they're just going to come in and dominate this? This feels like a seven-game series. I think it's going to be very close.
Yeah, I think so, too. This is going to be a pretty good series. So, over the weekend, there's a lot of talk about CJ's extension. Now, and then I saw people, I thought CJ wasn't going to get extended now. I didn't think it's going to get extended. There's talks of extended. Okay. If he is going to get extended, I don't understand why you would give Nico that extra money this year. One thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the
and I've seen players saying he deserves the extension already. They are going, listen. To me, it's a prove it year, but I mean, this is like a little like Dak to me in that you just wait, hold. If you got to pay him, you got to pay him. It's not like if you pay him, is he going to take less than a top three quarterback right now anyway?
Nope.
Probably not. So if you wait, he's going to get a top three if you wait. If he becomes one of the better, if not, he becomes a great quarterback and you win big with him, you're going to have to pay him anyway, either way. But to me, you don't know right now. You still don't know about him. They feel like they know about him. They do. All of the stuff that they say about CJ, that's our quarterback, blah, 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 blah. But I mean, to me, it's still you got to prove something year. You got to prove it. You've got to show that you are going to be there for them in the postseason.
Yep.
And so far, he hasn't. Not at least not in game two. In game one, a couple of years, he was pretty good. But in game two, he's not that yet. So why extend him now?
Because you just feel like you want to be that team that takes care of their players and all of this, but I'm with you. Don't, because there's more years that suggest that he's probably just, he's a good quarterback, but is he the guy? Is he a top five guy? 1 year suggested that, but 2 years suggest otherwise. So yeah, wait it out. And I think teams panic, right? You don't want that notion around the league like, oh, they're not a player friendly team. And the Texans, from the outside looking in, they do value being a player-friendly team. Like, they want to take care of their guys. But you also have to be smart. Like, this contract should work both ways, right? This rookie deal should work both ways in that it should protect the teams as well. And if CJ's not the guy, then guess what? You're not getting an early deal. Just, you're going to have to play out this fourth year, and let's see what happens. And that's okay. That shouldn't be offensive to players. Like, you have to have some self-awareness, which I know sometimes they don't. But what has suggested that, like, you get a top three deal?
Yeah.
Nothing. Except for 1 year.
Well, I mean, by the way, if he plays really, really well, he's going to make more than if he signs now.
Yeah.
So I just don't, if I'm either side, I'm not sure that I want to do it now.
And I just want to flip it, right? Like, let's say CJ has been, the last 3 years, he was balling out, okay? He was the reason they were winning, and the defense wasn't. And the team, let's say the Texans, hadn't invested in the defense, and he's just like, dude, like, you guys put some resources in year one, but you guys haven't done anything in years two and three, so why should I resign? Would you get that, like, side of the conversation? Would fans be like, oh, CJ, what are you doing? That's not fair. Come on, you can't. Like, it works both ways. I don't think CJ, as much as, you know, he said, like, I've lived up to my end of the bargain, he hasn't in the postseason, and that's what matters. This isn't about a feel-good story, like, we're back to getting the playoffs. This is we have to make a run to the Super Bowl team, and they haven't because of CJ's play, frankly.
Yep. I mean, I was with Zoe this weekend. He was like, bro, you should have won that game.
That we Patriots game was so winnable.
We know we should they should have won that game. He was so bad. So bad. Mm-hmm. It's not like you know, he wasn't the reason that they won. He was literally the reason that they lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to be better. Here he is, and he was asked about the extension. Here's what he answered perfectly. Here's what CJ had to say.
Yeah, I mean, I let my agent handle it, you know, and, you know, if it's time to do it, then it is. If it's not, my job is football, so that's what I focus on, is just getting better. And I think I've held my bargain up on that edge, so, you know, I'm, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm excited to be a Texan this year and, you know, go from there. Thank you.
I mean, I think it's we're rewriting history here about what he sucked. He was terrible. I've held up my end on the football side. No,
I think he was saying he held up his end on getting better. Is what he like this?
He hasn't gotten better.
No, I think he meant like this offseason, like because all the work, all the stories that have been planted. Let me finish, because all the stories that are coming out, the players, everyone's been feeding us like, hey, CJ's looking so good. He's really putting in work. I think that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what I took it as, at least.
And we're on the same page with Nick Caley. It's awesome. It's
going
to be different than Slowick. It's awesome. Oh, yeah, was it?
Yeah.
I missed that part. All right. 713-780. Let's go. Let's play the game show that's sweeping the nation.
Yeah. That way.
Really down on our guy.
I know. I don't. Don't extend him. Don't extend him now. I don't get what why in the world would you do that? You don't know yet. You just don't know yet.
It would be out of fear. Or delusion. Yeah. They may actually believe he's the guy.
They got him for a fifth year. They've got him for a franchise.
They've got you weren't here for the conversation, but they got Debo they got to deal with. Mulligan's Debo. They've already felt what Debo did to him one time around. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they want to push him into a point like they already know he's willing to sacrifice them to get his guy out of here. I don't know if they want to push it to that level.
Yeah. If for this one, like if you do, go ahead.
I'm not against it either. Yeah, right. It's just the typical. Hey,
but you haven't heard much stuff coming out of Mulgeta's camp.
Well,
like
this is the first year.
Tame.
This is the first offseason where it's up for debate. About
but even right
to get
now,
a deal.
We haven't heard much coming out like from either side. It's
only
very
June.
Tame.
It's only June, Rahil.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get a deal,
it's a slow bleed episode.
If I'm Mulligan, I don't want to deal right now.
Your quarterback isn't at his high point right now.
No, he's not at his peak yet.
You allow him to play well like the first 6 weeks of the season and go, hey, let's talk.
Let's talk during in season extension.
It's happened before.
Yeah, no, why not? Why not? Yeah. The Texans throwing money around us this year. Holy crap. They don't care about money.
I can't pay attention right now. The phone lines are just going crazy.
What
I can just hear
it. What
them,
did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Ooh. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. I learned a while ago that I love the Golden Nugget Sportsbook. We're going to be there June 15th and 16th. Want you to come. We'll be there the night of the 14th, which is the Sunday night. So come and hang out with us. That's the best night to hang out. You can hit the golf course for Father's Day. You make Father's Day plan that weekend. That's your day, Dad. What do you want to do? Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. So here it is. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's fun. It's fun. What did you learn? You learned something. It doesn't have to be about sports. Mine was about sports. I learned that while other people might think differently, I went my whole life without watching Arsenal soccer, and I didn't miss anything.
Okay.
That's what I learned.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah. Went my whole life.
It wasn't the best game to start watching them.
No, it was a terrible game to start watching.
They have been a great club for a long time, but yeah, that wasn't a great showing on Saturday afternoon. along those lines, I've learned that there is a internet conspiracy suggesting that UK broadcasters cut away from Asian soccer players when they win their champions medals.
What? Hold on.
What? I only get a sentence.
You've learned that.
Yeah.
I want to, I will learn we can talk about that more later. About
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's one sentence. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. I learned that calling 19 MMA fights in the span of 6 hours yesterday is absolutely draining the next day because I am tired.
All okay. Right. Yeah. That's right. What you learned.
That's what you learned. All right. 19 working, MMA fights.
Working wow. Hard wow. Leads to being tired. That's what you learned.
Each other up yesterday. Huh. All right. Who's up, Dell?
We go to Ocho. Ocho, what'd you learn?
Oh, no, that's me talking. Yeah, I learned that this is the second time that Harrison Barnes has beaten OKC in a game 7 on his birthday.
Mm. Wow. Second time.
And going back to after game 6 Clay, in when the Thunder were up 3-1, Harrison Barnes was on that team when they won in game 7. I believe.
I don't remember him playing on Saturday. I think he played like...
He got in a couple minutes.
Couple minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Harrison Barnes. Well, I mean, he's older now. How old is he?
He's probably younger than you think. So I think he was a freshman when he came out. But yeah, he's been around a long time now.
Yeah, he's been around a while.
34 years old now.
34. That's ancient. Yeah, well, ancient Chinese secret.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to Brandon. Brandon, what have you learned?
Morning, guys. I learned that celebrating a home run while being of a certain cultural background will get you thrown out of a college baseball
mm-hmm.
game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now I don't know that I've ever seen a guy pimp like he did.
Well, I've seen in college baseball, they have taken it to another level. I've watched enough of it over the weekend to see that depending on who you are and what team you're playing for, you take it to another level. I took note of the umpire, the home plate umpire, looked a lot like Alonzo Mourning. That's like, what that? Hey, that looks like Alonzo Mourning umping a Liberty Georgia game. Yeah, that was a thing.
That was, yeah, if you didn't.
Liberty got all butt hurt.
Yeah, their second baseman was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and eventually the player in question got thrown out.
He got thrown out.
This makes me hate baseball so much.
If you haven't seen it, just Google
Georgia,
Georgia home run.
Yeah, it'll come up.
It'll come up.
Yeah.
He started flashing cash. Yeah. It was awesome.
It was great until it wasn't for him. His manager got thrown out, too, or his coach. Let's go to Sonny. Sonny, what have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that Raheel likes to lie on the air. And just because of that, Kevin Jennings is going to throw for more touchdowns, throw for more yards, and win more games than Arch this year. Book it.
Wow.
This Thanks, is
how
a
about Kevin Jennings
Sonny.
Crushing Arch. You know, I'm not seeing near the love for Arch this offseason. Like he's third or fourth
people.
on mock drafts that, you know, Dante Moore is going to be. I mean,
yeah,
I think
people.
That's good for Arch, though, if you want to know the
well,
truth.
He is the leading candidate for the Heisman, though, so it's still there. But it was just, hey, you burned us last year with your bad start. For people who don't know, Sonny called in and wanted to talk about SMU football as he's wont to do. And Raheel said, Sonny, you weren't listening. We got to that in the first segment.
Yeah, we started the show.
He said, we started the show with SMU football.
And Sonny was like, oh, my bad.
Oh, my bad. I'll go listen back. I was like, Sonny, come on.
Sonny.
Don't be gullible. So now that's his response to Raheel lying.
He's cursed me. He's cursed Arch.
And curse Arch as well. That's more important than you. Let's go to Elliot. Elliot, what have you learned?
Morning, guys. I learned this weekend that you can spend 3 months planning a trip to Tampa to see a buddy, and when you get there, he'll still bail on you for his new girlfriend because simping is undefeated.
Wow.
Oh.
It's tough, man.
He bailed on you after you planned on coming for months?
His girl put her foot down, probably.
Oh, he's pee-whip, bro. You can't trust him ever again. You cannot trust him.
Was it worth it?
I don't know what the girl looks like, honestly. I mean, it's Elliot or the girl. All depends on what this girl looks like.
Was it worth it?
I don't know.
Well, we don't know.
Come
we don't
on.
Have the buddy side.
Bro, your boy is coming.
Come
you
on
can't
now.
Be that pee-whipped.
Come on.
That's why I don't plan trips with anybody except for my family.
And honestly, I don't know what Elliot looks like, but I don't know what that girl looks like either.
John,
but if you go see your stupid sister, she might forget you're coming.
No, John, I'm going on a trip with Nishma's family, my wife's family, And we've been, you know, like we're getting a house, Central Texas, there's going to be 25 people. And we've had people pull out from that. That's why I hate planning stuff with other people.
Yeah.
Like, what? We
can't,
this
well,
we've been
you
planning
always
for three
said
months.
You, didn't you? What was your nickname for Nishma?
It's not her, though. She's going, unfortunately.
I know, but it's her family.
Trickster. I was hoping she would back out, and then I could just go hang out with the family.
Instead,
I love her family.
Got the opposite. We got a couple more people to get to. Let's go to Woods. What'd you learn?
What's up, fellas? Good morning. I learned that cheating on your girlfriend when her dad's a police officer is an arrestable offense.
Wow. Ooh, dude, yeah. You are targeted. What? Do not do what?
Cheating on your girlfriend.
You
got
to know that going
officer.
In. What's your dad do? Oh, it was nice meeting you. Bye.
Well, at what age would you not be fearful of that? Like, when you're 20s, never. No. As a high school kid, never. Never dated.
No.
But, Woods, come on, man.
Man, I would say always.
You got to be centered enough to know that's not who you are anymore to date that woman. Right? Like, you're not a cheater. Because if you are, don't date the woman whose dad is a police officer.
Even a retired cop. Don't.
He's got friends.
Yeah.
You got to know who you are at that point if you're going to date
her. And I think you got to be the same race.
Hmm? What?
Okay. Because if that sheriff is...
What? Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, John.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh.
It's going to be... I'm just saying.
Or you'd find out if said officer in question's racist. You would maybe investigate that.
John's not taking any chances.
No.
He won't even ask the questions.
I'm almost too dark to date a white sheriff's daughter.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that it matters. He could have been Asian, could have been Hispanic. I don't know if it matters. I don't even know who.
Yeah.
In Texas, he's probably a white sheriff. Okay. In Texas?
What part of Texas? I'm sure there are some Hispanic sheriffs in Texas.
Yeah, could be Hispanic.
All right, that got weird and uncomfortable. Thanks, John, for that. Let's go to Dave. Dave, what have you learned? That's usually my job or Raheel's job, honestly. Dave, what'd you learn?
I learned that no matter what they might try and do about it, the Rockets are staring at a long decade ahead.
Oh, come on, Dave.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind after the Spurs won Game 7. I was like, man.
What do you mean, come on, Del? I don't see any hope over the next few
years. Oh,
I'm
not disagreeing. I just don't want to hear it today. No. That's all. I'm not saying
he's
wrong.
I mean, that's the moral of the Oklahoma City and San Antonio West Finals.
Well, we knew that when we saw the Spurs beat them like three times. Well, at least I did. When they beat them three times around the holidays. It was like, they're already here. We're
no,
screwed.
They're better. Yeah. We did win one game against them. That was
cool.
Nice. Yeah.
The Spurs have beaten the Thunder 8 times this year. I think they lost 14 other games, period.
That's crazy.
And lost to the Thunder 8 times. That's what we're dealing with.
Yep.
The only hope is internal combustion. Like, they just stop liking each other and have
Which
to go their
separate
ways.
Which happens so much in the San Antonio organization.
Well, to 7-6 guys, stuff happens.
Yeah, Cason Wallace has already talked about wanting a bigger role. Like, he sounds a lot like Tari Eason sounded like after. So, that's the only hope. Guys want bigger roles and they want to go. But if not,
dude,
we're screwed.
After that fourth quarter, he deserves it.
Yeah, he said, hey, I'm like, Sam Presti, you're not going to get me on a low extension. You're not going to treat me like you treated A.J. Mitchell. I'm gonna either get paid here or someplace else, it sounds like. Let's go to Peter. We got one more after him. Peter, what'd you learn?
Hey, guys. I learned that deciding to not drink in June but follow it up with a really hard May 31st is not a good idea, and that Woods makes bad decisions.
Yeah, Woods.
Well, you learned that today.
Yeah, you learned that today. So he is going to go no alcohol in June, but then went all out yesterday.
May 31st.
To you know, get it all out of his system.
Yeah, that's his Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
I thought he might have been not drinking in honor of a special month this month. That we have to ask John if he's going to do anything to honor.
Yeah, we've got
well.
That coming up for you in a bit.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to ask you about what you're going to do to honor your brothers this month.
Yeah.
All right, let's call Dave hung up, so we're done.
That's it. Well done. Well played, people. I did not hear...
Hey guys,
where hey guys. He? Not one. That's a dip. That's
not
different.
Tom. Not a fake Tom. Nothing.
No Tom whatsoever. Nothing. That was a Tomless. What did you learn this weekend?
My bad. I guess it's on me.
That is
quite
on
possible.
Hey right. guys,
that's my favorite thing y'all do.
Hey
it's
guys,
not, it's not us. It's just some random person.
All right. Well played though. Well played though, people. You love the game show Sweeping the Nation. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned on Monday that you better be the same race of the father of the girl you're dating if he's a police officer.
If you're a sheriff.
Good 90s rom-com.
Just a sheriff? No. Or just any police officer?
Well, I thought he was a sheriff.
I think he said, I don't know what he said, but
father of the cop or something like. You got a
daughter of the sheriff or something.
Yeah, yeah. Some 90s rom-com.
Better be the same race, bro.
Same race cop. What?